And for they call it a teeter bone. Mm-hmm. They say they call it a teeter bone.
What about the, you know, when you're working with cotton, you get out there with a hoe and you thin the cotton out?
Well, you see, I don't know nothing about cotton.
Do you ever hear people talk about chopped cotton?
Yeah, well, you see, the cotton, it drums up and it picks it. They pick that cotton. People to fix it. You see, they ain't never had no cotton, much cotton around here. The only thing, the biggest thing they used to make here around here on these farms is corn and cane.
And you go in and you scrape the cane, you said?
That's right.
What kind of weeds would grow up in the cane field?
What sort of weeds? It's Johnson grass. That's the thing, that's poison to a cane field. Johnson, they call it Johnson grass. And now the blue grass, well, that's bad for it too. Well, that's the grass just it just grows on top of the, it don't get no more than that high, but it got roots and it goes all the way through. Well, that gets killed, the mother cane, and you got to keep that grass out of it.
That's what you're doing when you're scraping it?
Yeah, when you're scraping.
You're getting that out? What did you used to carry water in? What did you used to carry water in?
Get water in? In a barrel. You had a two wheel cart. And you put a mule in between the shell. And the barrel sits on in between the two wheel and the shell. And that mule was pull that around and people, that's why they get water.
Carry it out to the field, you mean?
Carry it out to the field.
What about the little thing on the barrel that you turn to get the water out of?
A faucet.
What about it out in the yard, what you can hook your hose up to and turn and get the water out?
Well,
would you call that a faucet too?
Oh, it's a faucet, yeah. It's a faucet. Well, you mean what you screw on to your tank or what's in there, would you call that a faucet?
What about at the kitchen sink to get the water
out?
Well,
that's a faucet. That's a faucet too.
You mentioned the well. What would you carry the water in it from the well?
Would you keep it with?
What you carry the water in? If you draw the water at the well.
Some people have a bar crawl, and you have a rope on it, and you throw the bucket down in there, and it has something like a coffee meal grind thing with your tongue, and pull it until you pull the bucket up out the water, then you unhook it, and put it and dump the water out in the tub or whatever they want.
What was that bucket made out of?
A tin bucket.
Did you ever see one made out of wood?
Yeah, wooden bucket too.
What about something you'd use to carry food to the hogs in? That'd be a...
Well, that's called a bucket. That's all I used to know. They took a big bucket, a tin bucket, they called it. I called it a tin bucket.
Did you ever hear swill bucket or slop pail?
Slop bucket, they call it, but it's a bucket. It's a bucket.
What about what they'd use for frying eggs in?
It's a skillet, that's all. A skillet.
Did you ever see one with little legs on it that you could
Yeah,
cook?
It had legs. That's when you... That's when you used to cook on a fire here. But now the stove, they don't, it's a flat. It's flat.
But you call it a skillet either way?
I call it a skillet, that's the same thing.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
I put them in a vase with water in it.
And if you were setting the table for people to eat with, you'd give everyone
a plate and... You set the dish on the table, and each one take whatever they want out into their plate. They serve. That's to say, serve yourself.
Well, you have your plate, and then...
Then a bowl. If it,
well, to take hold of your food, you have a... What?
You call that a... You see your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a bowl. But you set that in the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's like you... You know, it just...